Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, starring James Bolan and Linda Bellingham. Episode 2, Short Change.
The British Dental Association is planning to ballot its members on whether to refuse to treat some patients on the NHS.
Bill, look at the time. Do you want to shower first?
Don't be ridiculous.
Well, go out and get one then.
It's not like a loaf of bread face. Jobs aren't exactly stacked up for my selection.
At your age.
Right. At my age.
Oh, come on. I'm sure there's a job for you somewhere. You just have to look in the right place.
You know the right place, do you?
I know it isn't under the duvet.
I will get up in my own time. I've got plenty of that to choose from.
Oh, why can't you be more positive?
There's very little to be positive about.
Of course there is.
Like what?
You've got me. Doesn't that mean something?
Yes, it means I get an awful lot of hassle when I could be having a lie-in.
Oh, you're not having a lie-in, you're having a sulk. It's not a very good example.
Oh, good grief, don't tell me I have to set an example to your precious offspring even when they've left home.
Hannah's university term finishes soon. She'll be back for a few days.
So I've got to get up and behave myself?
Well, surely you don't want her to see you like this.
Like what?
Wallowing in self-pity.
You were summoning Joe back from Florida for an inspection as well?
He'd be worried if he saw you like this.
Only if he thought it would affect his allowance.
Well, it will, won't it, if you don't get up and get a job? Okay, fine. You just lie there feeling sorry for yourself, then.
I'm trying to.
I'll go and have a shower, because...
You've got work to do.
Because if I don't leave now, I might say something I'll regret.
Like sorry?
I'm so glad you phoned, Faith. It's such a pleasure having lunch with a woman again.
Mm. Are you wearing a beard?
No. I haven't shaved for a few days, that's all. There's no point. It doesn't matter what I look like anymore.
Of course it does. You're the editor.
Nobody likes me very much.
I'm sure that's not
true. My wife doesn't like me.
It's not you she doesn't like. It's the affair you had with Liza.
And Liza doesn't like me anymore.
You see, there is a bright side.
I'm a lonely man, Faith.
I like you, Richard.
Do you?
So does Bill.
How is old Bill? I miss him, you know. We were a good team. Now I've got this pigtailed art school graduate in distressed denim who wants everything minimalist and monochrome.
So you're not happy with the new art editor?
He's one of Liza's appointments.
I thought she only made appointments with hairdressers.
It's my fault, I know, but I thought if I promoted her, she'd be grateful and we could recapture those early days of our romance when we were...
What kind of contract has he got, this new art editor?
No, I think it's only temporary. There's been quite a turnover of staff since Liza's been associate editor. She says she likes to try them out.
How would you feel about offering Bill his old job back?
I would feel delighted, but he's quite happy where he is, isn't he?
Well, at the moment, he's in bed, and he's not happy at all. The German publisher's pulled out. Bill's redundant.
Well, I can hardly believe it.
Neither can he. And he's taking it very badly.
When did this happen?
A few weeks ago.
Well, he should have phoned me.
He's so knocked out by it, it's as much as he can do to get out of bed. He hasn't rung anyone.
But Liza's still working here. I thought you'd always hated the idea of Bill working with Liza.
Yes, I do. But it's much more important that Bill finds a job, even if Liza's still lurking in the foreground.
I feel she won't be with us for long.
I prayed for that day.
She's restless, you know.
Unfortunately, restlessness is rarely fatal.
I'm just blessed that for one brief moment I held this exotic butterfly in my hand. Another bottle of house white.
Thanks, Richard, but I'm afraid I've got to go. I've got a meeting at half from home.
I'll just have a large brandy, then.
Haven't you got to get back to the office?
Nobody will miss me.
Richard, look, I'm sorry to bring up an old cliché, but you really must pull yourself together. You and Bill both seem to be having a hard time at the moment.
I'll give him a ring. We lost souls must cling together. Because Bill has the advantage of a family around him.
Well, he's only got me. Hannah's at university and Joe's on a soccer scholarship in America.
So you and Bill are alone together. How lucky you are, Faith. Sharing your life with the one you love.
Yes, I am, aren't I?
What are you doing?
Fed up with all this clutter. I'm trying to create a bit of space.
I'm glad to see you've got your energy back.
Perhaps you could have an early night. At one step at a time.
Any calls?
Now, the book you ordered is ready to collect. Your mother wants to know where to send Joe's birthday card, and Sharon from Warm Front PLC wants to measure me up for double glazing.
Anything else?
Oh, and Richard offered me my old job back.
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
I'm not going to take it.
What? Why not?
Well, Liza's still there for a start. I thought you'd hate it if I went back there when she was still in the office.
I don't think she'll be there for long.
Oh, really? How do you know?
I had lunch with Richard. We talked, and he said he thinks she's moving on.
I suppose she's almost completed her preparations for world domination.
He needs you back there, Bill. He's in a hell of a state.
So you set this up?
What do you mean by that?
You told him I was unemployed.
I didn't put it like that. He wants you back. And anyway...
Beggars can't be choosers.
You're not a beggar. It's just not that easy to walk back into a job at the kind of salary you're used to.
Did it not occur to you that I might like to do my own job hunting? That I would have phoned Richard myself if I'd wanted that job back?
You didn't even have the energy to phone the speaking clock.
So my resident social worker did it for me.
Stuff the job. I did it because I couldn't bear to see you so down and because I wanted you to be happy again. Because you're a complete pain to live with and because I love you so go to hell.
Double brandy, please.
Evening, Richard.
Oh, Liza. Liza, come and have a drink. I want to talk to you.
Let go of it, Richard. I'm meeting someone. I can't stop.
Just for a moment.
Have you been here all day?
Of course not. I went back to the office this afternoon to phone Bill.
Bill?
Bill McGregor. You know him.
Of course I know him. I was married to him.
I've asked him to come back and work for us.
Bill's coming back to Vista.
It's a pity you're thinking of moving on.
Well, I hadn't entirely decided.
Oh, don't go, Liza. I need you close to me.
I'd prefer not to be close to you, Richard. You smell like a late-night tube train.
I think about you day and night. In my office, in my bed.
Well, obviously not in your bath. You're looking disgustingly unkempt these days.
And whose fault is that?
I am not responsible for your personal hygiene.
Come to my bedsit in Sydney.
I don't think I've ever had such an unattractive invitation in my life.
I've got a new put you up.
It's not enough, Richard.
Is there still a chance for us?
I do not consort with ruffians.
If you don't want me, nobody shall have me.
You're probably right.
I mean, I shall drink myself to death.
Jolly good. Well, I must be getting on.
If only you knew what I'm going through. I just can't smile without you.
How dare you quote Barry Manilow at me?
His music has been my consolation.
And you seriously think we have a future?
Oh, I do.
Get up.
I've been up. I'm trying to get the feeling again.
Let go of my ankle.
Who are you meeting? Another callow youth from Ford Planning.
Liza.
Oh, hello, Duncan. Just coming. Richard. You know Duncan, of course. Our managing director.
Do you fancy Nocchi?
Oh, let me get my coat off.
Nocchi au gratin with Fontina.
Who's Fontina? When was she invited?
I phoned Richard today. Told him I'd take the job.
Oh, Bill, I am. You didn't feel pressure from me, did you?
Yes.
Good, you were supposed to.
But I did come to the decision all by myself that I'd be crazy to turn the job down when I know I can do it.
When do you start?
Oh, I'll go in on Monday, I think. I'll have a peaceful weekend.
I could spend it in bed.
I was planning to put some of the junk in the loft.
Junk?
While you've been working this week, I've been trying to replan the house.
You mean you've been doing the hoovering?
I mean serious sorting out, and whichever way I do it, the fact remains that this house is not right for us anymore. Well, not now, it's just the two of us.
And the dog.
Of course. So, I think we should move.
Good idea.
I know it's your house, and the one where your children grew up.
Yeah, doesn't bother me.
But it would be nice to find somewhere that was ours and not just yours.
Forget the arguments, Bill, I'm agreeing with you.
Is it my birthday?
It's a very good idea. What sort of place are we looking for?
Well, now that Hannah and Joe have gone, we only really need a large flat.
With a garden?
Maybe one of those penthouse ones overlooking the river.
Oh, the dog won't like the lift.
A ground floor penthouse, then.
I haven't lived in a flat since I shared a garret with three girls and four chaps in Fulham. Eight of us in one bathroom.
Well, we've got rid of the crowds now, so you'll have to make do with me in an ensuite bathroom.
We'll start getting some details tomorrow, shall we?
Got some already.
Crikey, these look really posh. Not sure I'm ready to move up market.
You need to work on your vowels.
What do you mean, Gav?
I explained to the other residents that I picked you up from the gutter.
Look at this one. They'll get a shock when Joe comes to stay.
I shouldn't think they get many Spurs supporters past the doorman.
Actually, he's probably changed a lot. When teenagers live away from home, they mature quite remarkably.
Some game.
Oh, don't be serious, Clayton. I didn't even take my sweater off. At home, I'd be really knackered.
Neat word, knackered.
Leaving their forward unmarked near the penalty spot in a dead ball situation smacked of disorganisation of the worst sort.
Does the guy speak English?
Clayton, I did warn you of the dangers of a five-man defence. What occurs is that the midfield is too poorly manned and wallop.
Wallop?
Exactly.
Oh, maybe we weren't psyched up enough.
You play like girls.
Hey, dude, watch your face.
If only my videos worked in this country, I could show you some real football. Tottenham, Liverpool.
And what's so great about that team?
Tottenham and Liverpool.
Two teams, right?
We're talking pinpoint passing. We are talking glorious crosses, artistic interceptions.
So, Joe, what are you saying? You English guys play better than us?
Different class playing. You don't study the game.
We know enough.
Okay, the World Cup. What does that mean to you?
Are we talking tennis, golf?
There's only one World Cup, and it's football, and you're hosting it in 94.
Well, that's cool.
How can you host it when you don't know the first thing? You play American football. You guys dress up like astronauts because you're scared of a real game.
So what are you, playing in trunks?
Shin pads, mate. That's all there is between us and the opposition. Shin pads and ball skills that make you geezers look like you're playing with lead boots.
Let's see how we do against the guys from Orlando tomorrow.
We'll walk in.
Well, this is a bit of all right, don't you think? Complimenting the spacious design and superb finish of this riverside apartment, we can offer the discriminating purchaser, that's us...
Not yet, it isn't.
...full use of the magnificent indoor pool and beauty treatment centre on the top floor.
How much is it?
The price reflects the style, sophistication, convenience and comfort of this outstanding property.
Let's have a look.
And despite its prestigious appeal, it is keenly priced.
Well, I'm not keen on the price.
Oh, it's got a jacuzzi.
Where's the curtains?
We don't need curtains when the people opposite are in another county across the river.
I've never seen a bathroom without curtains before. It's not decent.
Nobody can see you.
Yes, they can. People in boats.
So, you think they'll row to shore and shin up the drainpipe to have a laugh at your loofah, do you?
They might.
Oh, look at this. An attractive feature of this luxury kitchen includes exposed brickwork.
That means the plaster walked out before the job was finished.
It's been fitted with quality appliances, it says here. Well, you can tell, can't you? I mean, look at the quality in that.
What is it?
Well, I'm not sure. I feel certain it's very good quality, though.
Oh, is this the main bedroom?
Must be. Oh, well, this is the life. We can wake up and look straight out on the river.
Once we've drawn back the curtains.
Bill! Mirrors up the ceiling. You know what that means.
Yes, I'll be up the ladder with the window lean every Saturday.
Quite exciting, isn't it, having mirrors above you?
They're there to reflect light from the river.
No, they're not. Well, not just that, anyway. It's quite rude, really. It means you can, you know, watch yourself.
Sticking chewing gum on the bedpost.
You know what I mean. They can have quite a dramatic effect on your love life, I've heard.
In my experience.
Oh, you've experienced a bed with mirrors before, have you?
Of course I have. Everyone had them in the 60s.
Oh, I always fancied mirrors.
Mirrors over a bed turn a private moment into a performance.
You're just shy.
And as you can't look into a mirror without launching into everything's coming up roses, it'll be like sleeping with Ethel Merman.
Well, I promise I won't do the tap dance afterwards.
You can't stop yourself.
Oh, the other bedroom's very small.
Good. I want it to be small and uninviting so that no one wants to come and stay.
It'll be our first proper home.
It might be. We've got a couple of other places to look at first.
I like this place, though. It's just right.
For two.
And the dog won't mind just one flight of stairs.
Are you sure? We shouldn't make a decision until he's seen it.
Everything's so clean and new.
A bit different from your place.
My house isn't that bad. Is it?
Yes.
Well, it just needs a bit of paint.
What about the subsidence?
That's nothing.
Nothing? Your walls are shifting so much I got seasick for the first week.
Don't exaggerate. Oh, now, come out here. Oh, I can just see us both out on the terrace of an evening as the sun sinks slowly in the east.
West.
The river lapping beneath us. Seagulls wheeling. Gershwin on the stereo. A couple of dry martinis.
Bowl of maggots and a bit of string.
What?
I'll have to catch a fish for supper. If we buy this place, we can't afford to eat as well.
I like the second one we saw best. The one with the swimming pool for residents.
Of course you might.
And those flats had their own moorings.
They haven't got anything to moor.
I got a rubber duck. Did you leave the lights on?
Of course not.
Well, they are on, and there's one on upstairs.
Either burglars or Hannah's back.
Please let it be burglars.
peanut butter anymore.
What the hell are you doing here?
I've come back home.
That much we have deduced.
For how long?
I promise you won't have a go at me.
I'm not promising anything.
It's been building up for ages.
You've been sent down.
No, I haven't, actually. How come that's the first thing you think of?
Because that's the worst that can happen. If you haven't been sent down, then the news can't be so bad.
Oh, yes, it can, can't it, Hannah?
Depends.
You're not pregnant, are you?
No, Mum, don't panic. I haven't got a boy into trouble.
So what's left? You haven't decided to throw it all up and join the circus, have you?
Sort of.
Explain!
Mum, stop looking at me in that tone of voice.
Oh, come on, Hannah. Your mother's about to lift off the launch pad. Get on with it.
I'm taking a year out.
When?
Now. This is the start of it. It's not just me. Loads of people do it. And their parents understand.
Do they?
I've discovered, like a lot of students do, that I'm not ready to commit myself to 3 years of study. I'm just not enjoying it.
And of course enjoyment is all that matters, isn't it?
It's important, yes.
So what are you planning to do?
She's planning to go back for the new term.
I am not, Mum, and that's final.
You're going to get a job?
I thought I'd do some temporary work, save up and do a bit of travelling.
And where are you going to live?
I'm going to live here, of course.
There's no of course about it.
Well, it won't be forever, just until I get sorted.
Hannah, you've got sorted. You are at university. Why do you want to get unsorted?
All right, calm down, Faith. There's no point in shouting.
There doesn't have to be a point. I just feel like it.
What's all this? Are you thinking of moving?
We've been looking at flats.
Because we no longer need a house this size now that you and Joe have left home.
Oh, well, don't let me stop you. I quite fancy a luxury riverside apartment.
Will you get it, please, Bill? I'm not taking calls at the moment. I can't trust myself to be civil.
We've never trusted you to be civil.
Don't say another word, Hannah.
Hello.
Hi, Bill. How goes it?
Don't ask. How's Florida?
Hot. How's the dog?
The dog is fine. How are you?
I've got a bit of a problem.
You couldn't keep it for a week or two, could you?
Say what?
Nothing. So what's the problem, Joe?
Is that Joe?
Yes.
Has he got a problem?
Possibly.
Can I talk to him?
Why not? At least he can't turn up on the doorstep.
What's up, Joe?
I've broken my leg.
Where?
In Orlando.
I mean, where is it broken?
Oh, somewhere between my knee and my ankle, I guess.
How did you do it?
Playing football. These guys are animals.
Has your father taken you to the hospital?
Yeah, I've had x-rays.
So what did they say?
Well, the bottom line is, Mum, that it's going to take a couple of months to heal. And as I'm on a sports scholarship, there's no point in staying here.
Well, what will you do then?
I'll come home.
Oh, fine.
Well, I've been thinking about this for a while. I'm missing a lot of things.
You're homesick, are you?
I can't wait to get back.
Yeah.
To White Hart Lane. The Spurs playing at home this weekend.
The arrival of EA Flight 104 from Orlando.
Take that paper off the table, Joe. Lunch is nearly ready.
Oh, give it to me. I need to find a job.
So do I, now that my sporting career has been cruelly terminated.
You'll need to go back to school and finish your A-levels, won't you?
I don't fancy that at all, but a taste of the high life, and I'm not going back to school uniform and dinner money.
What are you going to do without any qualifications?
What he's always done, irritate people until they give him money to go away.
It's a gift.
I thought you'd want to get your A-levels and follow your sister into university.
He's straight out again.
She is going back to finish her course.
Maybe, once I've taken a year out.
I can't believe this. A couple of days ago, you two had your future sorted out and you were...
Happy?
Miles away. Now you both turned up and I have to do all these extra potatoes.
Oh, the trials of motherhood.
Joe, lay the table.
How can I walk round this table with this leg in plaster?
You know you're going to use this scratch to get out of doing anything.
Scratch? This is a compound fracture.
Hannah, can you lay the table then?
Oh, is this what it's going to be like all the time?
Never seem to be an all the time because you won't be here for long, will you?
Won't I?
Oh, you'll be looking for a bed sit.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
Then we'll have some peace around here.
So will you, Joe.
What?
If you're not going back to finish your education, you can get a job and move out.
Oh, it's nice to come from such a caring background.
Did you throw out your own son?
Yes.
What, even when I'm incapable of looking after myself?
That's got nothing to do with your broken leg. You've always been incapable.
I do not want either of you to assume that just because it's so easy and comfortable at home...
It isn't.
...that you can stay here indefinitely. Bill and I have our own lives to lead.
Without us cluttering them up?
I've been a mother long enough.
Now you want to be a sex symbol.
Now I want to spend some time alone with Bill.
Doesn't look as if he wants to spend time with you. Where is he?
He'll be back in a minute. He's probably been held up in the crowds.
Where? In the pub?
No. Here.
Bill, mate. Didn't expect to see you here.
Just having a quick one, Dennis.
Oh, I thought you'd become a European, swigging back a stein on the Rhine.
The job's finished. Times are hard.
Ooh, true enough. I've been hit by the recession lately.
You're always in the middle of a recession. You recede when it's your round.
Oh, you know I'd buy you a pint, but I'm a bit short of it.
You haven't changed at all.
Neither is the pub. Beer's still warm.
You bummed some money off me to go off and become a citizen of the world. What made you come back?
Honduras can be so dull at this time.
Come on, the truth. Did you get further than Earl's Court?
Yeah, I've been roaming the world, Bill, trying to erase the fantasy of Liza.
Why don't you marry her? That'll erase a few fantasies. On the other hand, it's probably cheaper to roam the world.
What's she up to?
No good.
She like me, you know.
And you have the scars to prove it.
She needs taking care of.
I'd agree with that.
So, I'm going to try again.
You're a glutton for punishment.
I've changed, you see, Bill, and I think she'll notice.
Have you?
Yeah, I've been studying philosophy. When I was in Tibet...
And the rest.
No, straight up, I realised that life should be lived on a higher plane. I wonder how she feels about sharing a shower.
So where are you living?
I'm sharing with this bloke I'm working with.
You're working?
Yeah, I'm not stupid, Bill. I know I need some money to support Liza.
Not some money, Dennis. Big money.
So I'm in the property business.
Well, I'm impressed. Buying? Selling?
Restoration.
You mean like Hampton Court Palace?
No, more like 12 Sycamore Avenue. Kitchen extension.
I see.
I'm doing a loft conversion next.
Oh, sky's the limit then.
So if you want any alterations done...
How much do you charge for bricking teenagers into wall cavities?
I thought they'd left home.
Well, they're back. Faith and I were going to move into a flat. All space, light, and only one spare room. Look, that's all off.
Ooh, you must be gutted, Bill. All those plans you had for chasing Faith around an empty house and making passionate love on the rug by the fire.
Dennis, my plans were on a slightly more moderate scale.
Leaving the light on?
Just when I thought it was safe to go back in the bathroom, Hannah got there first.
So you need a second bathroom.
More than that, I think we need to open up the living space on the ground floor.
Yeah, knock a few walls down. You're on. Shall we say Tuesday?
Oh, a family lunch. How nice.
It's more like a family barbecue. Where have you been, Bill?
I met Dennis in the pub.
Oh, you could have phoned me.
Hi, Bill.
Welcome back, Joe.
Thanks. You're the first person to say that.
Really? What did your mother say?
She said this is flaming inconvenient.
Well, it is. Joe, take your leg off the table.
She's been building my plaster.
What? Wasn't there an easy way to get out of the washing up, Joe?
It's a long time since we've all been together around the table.
Yes, of course. It's lovely that we're all together again so unexpectedly.
So, are you glad to be back, Joe?
The food's better in Florida.
Thank you.
And the people are nicer.
Oh, charming.
But there's no place like home, eh?
Afraid not.
Right, well, if we're all going to be living here together again, there's going to be a few rules.
Do what you say and don't argue?
In a nutshell, yes.
So what's new?
Actually, what's new is that I've decided to get the builders in.
What for?
I want to make the ground floor an open-plan living area.
What if I don't want an open-plan living area?
Tough.
Haven't you two got some unpacking to do?
Thought we were having lunch.
Lunch is cancelled.
Oh, you've been remarkably ratty today.
Aren't you fed up about all this?
Yes, I am. But I'm philosophical about it.
I'm not. I'm much more...
Noisy?
...inclined to express my feelings. It was one of the things you said you loved about me.
Was it?
Yeah, the fact that I always said what I thought.
How quickly one forgets.
If I dreamt for a minute that they'd both come back here to live...
You wouldn't have been at all surprised.
I would.
Well, I wouldn't. Since we've been together, I've learned that when one door closes, another one opens... And one of your offspring appears.
I didn't plan it this way. I was really looking forward to moving into a flat and having the place all to ourselves.
Were you?
Of course I was.
Aren't you even mildly pleased to have your family gathered around you again?
No, I'm not. Good grief. Why does everyone assume that women who happen to be mothers are only fulfilled by motherhood?
I didn't assume anything.
I was very glad when they both left home.
Well, we'll just have to accept that they're here for the time being and there's nothing we can do about it.
I am a person, not just somebody's mother. I want to have fun in my own home.
You mean you want me to drink champagne from your slippers?
Not necessarily.
I'm glad to hear it. A sheepskin.
I want you to chase me around an empty house and make passionate love to me on the rug by the fire.
Have you been talking to Dennis?
You're up early.
I'm just off.
You're going back to university? Great, I knew you'd see sense.
No, I'm going to Caroline's. I've got all my stuff.
Why?
She said I can stay there.
Yes, but why do you want to stay there?
Because you don't want me here. You made that pretty obvious.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Well, that was just because I was fed up with you both coming back.
I think we sort of got that idea, Mum.
I have to think of Bill, Hannah. He gets a bit overwhelmed.
Bill has been perfectly fine about it, Mum. You've been the rat bag.
Look, I'm in the middle. I have to keep everybody happy.
You think you're keeping us all happy, do you?
Because Bill hasn't got any children of his own, I don't want him to feel that he's always pushed aside whenever you and Joe need something.
Bill's likely to make it clear if he feels pushed aside. I don't think he needs a spokeswoman.
Right, well, of course you can stay here. I'm sorry if I went over the top.
You did.
I've said I'm sorry. You know I love seeing you and Joe. It's just that Bill is my future. I have to look after that relationship. You and Joe will go off, find your own partners and live your own lives.
But not just yet.
Apparently not.
Morning, Richard. Have I got my old office back?
Don't ask me.
What's the matter?
How many years have I worked for this magazine group?
I don't know, Richard. How many?
A lot. I started Vista Magazine, built up its circulation, and what do I get?
What do you get?
They've made me redundant.
I don't believe it.
It's true, Bill.
Why?
Apparently, I've let things slide, whatever that means. They said I was drunk in working hours.
Well, Faith did say you were knocking it back a bit.
I only spent a few hours in the wine bar.
A week?
A day.
So what happened?
Well, Dunk...
The managing director?
Came into the wine bar when I was having a conversation with Liza.
Conversation?
I was just holding onto her ankles. I don't know what all the fuss is about.
And he said that wasn't the sort of behaviour he expected from his editor.
Oh, I don't think he minded that. He didn't like me calling him a cad and a bounder for taking Liza out to dinner.
So he told you to take redundancy, you'll be fired.
He gave me 2 years' money and I can take my luncheon vouchers till the end of the month.
And have they appointed a new editor?
Oh, yes.
Anyone I know?
Richard, have you cleared your desk yet? It's my office now, you know.
In episode 2 of Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, James Bolan played Bill and Linda Bellingham, Faith. Belinda Lang was Liza, Julia Sawala, Hannah, Mark Denham, Joe, Jeffrey Whitehead, Richard, Brian Bowles, Dennis, and David Lerner, Clayton. Second Thoughts was produced by Paul Schlesinger.